USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A convicted killer seen on video celebrating in his California prison cell after learning that Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon has issued a new directive calling for the possible resentencing of inmates.
It's Monday night right here in a new Folsom C facility, right here with my celly, some white lightning, the little cup, boom. Celebrating us going home on this Gascon direct. Oh.
Philip Dorsett and his cellmate at New Folsom State Prison, Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon is being accused of favoring criminals over victims. The U.S. House of Representatives Tuesday narrowly approved legislation pushed by Democrats that would expand protections for labor union organizing and collective bargaining and amend decades-old labor laws. The bill, called the Protecting the Right to Organize Act, was approved in a 225-206 vote. The bill will change right-to-work laws in 27 states that will require all workers to pay union dues. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Science and parents want schools open for kids. Some teacher unions are claiming it's still too dangerous. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Los Angeles Top Teachers Union is reportedly asking its members not to post vacation photos on social media. Fox 11 reporting a private union teachers Los Angeles Facebook group made the post on Monday. It told teachers to keep photos of their spring break trips private because it would hurt the union's argument that it's not safe at this point to return to the classroom. Last Friday, 91% of UTLA members voted to reject the plan to return to the classroom, arguing a list of demands for safety hasn't been met.
Second largest school district in the nation, the Los Angeles Unified School District, serves over 600,000 students in kindergarten through 12th grade at over 1,000 schools. Major League Baseball spring training continues today with 14 games scheduled. Late game tonight has the Diamondbacks and Dodgers playing at 8.05 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
College basketball's March Madness kicks off Thursday, March 18th. 68 schools will determine who's the best of the best. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Five more tickets to the big dance were punched on Tuesday night. Number one, Gonzaga, remained undefeated, taking the West Coast Conference title with an 88-78 win over BYU. Oral Roberts beat North Dakota State 75-72 to claim the Summit League's automatic bid. Drexel claimed the Colonial Athletic Championship with a 63-56 win over Elon. Cleveland State will represent the Horizon League in the NCAA tournament, taking a conference title with an 80-69 win over Oakland. And Mount St. Mary's defeated Bryant 73-68 to claim the Northeast Conference title.
Regional games will be played in Denver, Minneapolis, Memphis, and Brooklyn. The Final Four is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Driver Kevin Harvick reflects on NASCAR's work to adapt 1 year after the COVID-19 outbreak, citing positive changes coming out of a tough situation.
You know, there's just so many little things that will make us more efficient, whether it's how we bring guests to the racetrack, how we sign in, the sheer number of people, the days we're at the racetrack. I think there's just a lot of things that happen that probably wouldn't have happened as rapidly if we weren't in this in this environment. So, you know, in a really, really bad scenario, I think we're going to come out of this with a lot of ideas and have tried a lot of things that we might not have necessarily tried if it was a normal year.
NASCAR is in Phoenix, Arizona this weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.